Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States and Russia have renewed efforts to negotiate a peaceful end to the fighting in Syria in light of a more volatile and complicated situation with the introduction of Turkish forces on the ground. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met in Geneva. Then Mr. Kerry spoke to reporters.
We have completed the vast majority of those technical discussions, which were primarily focused on making this cessation real and improving the level of humanitarian assistance and thereby getting the parties to the table so we can have a serious negotiation about how to end this war.
Meanwhile, Syrian rebels and their families began evacuating the long-besieged Damascus suburb of Deraa, part of an agreement reached with the government after 4 years of airstrikes and a siege that left the suburb in ruins. A car bomb blast in southeastern Turkey killed at least 11 police officers, wounded scores more, and Turkish authorities say they will retaliate. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the state-run news agency attributed the attack to the Kurdistan Workers' Party, a listed terrorist organization believed to be involved in a series of attacks in the same region. The group has taken responsibility for at least one other police station attack. A police official in Sierra Leone says three officers were detained, questioned in connection with the shooting deaths of two demonstrators this month. Residents in Karbala protested against the relocation of a youth village. Police fired live rounds after the demonstration turned violent. This is VOA News. Today is a day of national mourning in Italy for the victims of this week's deadly earthquake in the central part of the country. Meantime, rescuers still trying to remain hopeful about finding survivors from the earthquake, but progress has slowed. Rescuer Rosana D'Arienzo works with specially trained dogs to identify survivors and those who died in the quake.
They can found, let's say, the smell of people, both a live one or the recently dead. So we just put the dog on the collapsed building. When they found something, they tell us that there is something outside.
More than 280 people died in the 6.2 magnitude quake. And Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi, who declared a state of emergency in the affected areas, has promised to rebuild the shattered towns, pledged an immediate $55 million in funds for relief and rebuilding. UN Refugee Agency has expressed some concern that the agreement between the European Union and Turkey to curb the flow of refugees into Europe could unravel. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
UN Refugee Agency spokesman William Spindler says the UNHCR is following the situation closely. He tells VOA the agency cannot afford to be complacent and has to be prepared for any contingencies.
We don't see any other alternative. There is no plan B. So we are very worried that if this situation changes, we might see again the widespread suffering by people, deaths at sea, and so on.
Spindler accuses the EU of not living up to its commitments. Last September, he notes the EU agreed to relocate 160,000 refugees in Greece and Italy among 24 member countries. To date, he says, fewer than 4,000 asylum seekers have been relocated. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Some analysts saying a decision by France's highest administrative court declaring the ban on burkinis illegal may stop more towns from prohibiting the full-body swimsuits worn mostly by Muslim women. But a battle continues between those who want to reaffirm the secular nature of French society and the country's Muslims. About 30 coastal towns have imposed the ban on burkinis with the blessing of some high officials in the national government. Prime Minister Manuel Valls has said the swimsuit represents the enslavement of women. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And don't forget about the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.